It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. On today's show, Sandy Lundberg joins us with Sandy's Picks for 2017. Sandy and her husband have been exhibiting roses since 1989 on a local, district, and national level. In fact, in 2010, she won the Blake Hedrick Award from the American Rose Society for Rose Exhibiting Excellence. Her annual review of exhibiting roses, known as Sandy's Picks, is must-read material for the serious rose exhibitor. Now, we caught up with Sandy at Top Gun in Charlotte, North Carolina. This annual gathering of the nation's top exhibitors is an opportunity to learn and grow at the feet of the masters. As an additional educational resource, we're offering Sandy's presentation in the PDF format on today's show page. Be sure and check it out. You can follow Rose by Rose as Sandy presents Sandy's Picks for 2017, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.
Sandy's Picks for 2017. This is Nancy Jean. I know, where is Nancy Jean?
Probably in the kitchen.
We won Mini Queen at State Fair, what, last weekend or the weekend before? And that's the last Mini Queen because the powers that be have decided that Nancy Jean is a mini flora. And at the end of show season, it was going to be changed to a mini flora. So I say this is the last mini queen. And it was a pretty one. I've started doing this honor roll. Those of you that get the Horizon Rose report know that Bob Martin does an honor roll each year. And these are just some of them that are on for this year. The honor roll means people like it so much and they have reported on it so much as being an excellent rose that they no longer take reports. They just list it as honor roll. So for the hybrid teas, we have Crescendo, Louise Estes, Snuffy, Randy Scott, and Marlin's Day. For the mini floras, Whirl Away, PowerPoint, Baldo, Viegas, and Dr. John Dickman, and Powerhouse. Two of those, the Whirl Away was our national winner at New Jersey, and we won with Dr. John Dickman as Mini Flora Queen, and I can't remember where. But that was best Dr. John Dickman I think I've ever had. And these are the mini honor roll. Joy, of course, is a top miniature. Renegade has turned out to be a wonderful rose. Daddy Frank, since it was changed from mini flora to mini, it is really one of the top minis. Showstopper, and Arcanum. This is just a shot of hybrid teas in our garden. Crescendo is one of the top hybrid teas. My Crescendo bush needs to grow. I've ordered a new one last month from K&M. There's lots of praise for it as a show rose, and it ranked number 10 in 2015, and has had 15 queens this year as of July. So who knows how many more it got in the fall.
did you say yours grows well, Sam?
No, I said it's not growing well. So I had to order a new one.
I can't get it off the ground. It's about 18 inches high.
Well, that's my problem. It won't grow that well.
We have the same problem, but ours has done better this year.
Maybe it just needs time.
Ours is in a third.
This is Kristen Singer from Steve Singer. He sent us this year, and this is a really pretty rose. It's a hybrid tea. We still have it in a pot because it's new. It's not big enough yet. It has shown some small pink blooms with excellent form, so the potential for this looks good. Loving Mom is one of Fred's new introductions. If it is good as the picture, it will be a surefire winner. Miss Shelby is another new one from Fred. He says the blooms are pink with white petals. He says not all blooms have exhibition form, but when it does, he says it's a killer. Call Me Beautiful, also new from Fred. He says the color will vary a lot, but it has great form. Oh, did I skip one? Heart of Love. My new plant has grown rapidly. The first bloom was pink and white with good form, although the blooms have been small. Fritz introduced it as a mini flora, but he says that he's going to change it to a hybrid tea. I'll have to wait and see because my blooms are small, but it's the first year.
Does it have that yellow center?
It's that yellow.
Oh, it's kind of more yellow in the center.
Yeah. Brother Hugh. That's another one that has had a hard time establishing. Most reports that I read are positive about this, although some say that the bloom needs to get bigger. For us, the bush needs to get bigger.
Do you have it on Petunia?
Yeah, sure do. This is Daisy Louise. This is a great bush for a great lady. It's named for Daisy Mills. I like this bicolored rose. It's really good in our garden. It has red with a lighter red reverse, high-centered form on large blooms, and the bush is prolific. It produces a lot of blooms. Eddie Edwards has nice blooms of light red with a lighter red reverse. The form and size have been good, but our bush has been very stingy. It may not be a keeper for us. We have not decided. Gemini's Charm. This bush has struggled to grow. It's on Fortuniana. Small blooms.
Is it a sport of
Gemini?
Is it
a
sport of
Gemini
or just...
I don't...
I
ask Fred. No,
it's not a sport.
Okay.
No, it's not a sport.
Not a sport. Okay. This probably will not be a keeper for us because it just...
That's highly frequent.
Magnificent. Gorgeous bloom. Not a vigorous bush. After 2 years... It has produced a few blooms. Last year, I was hoping for the magic third year for the bush to grow into a nice size. It didn't happen. I ordered a new bush.
It'd be worth it to try.
Yeah. Yeah. The bloom is so gorgeous that it's worth it to try a new bush. Jewel Grace. This is a horse in my yard. I really like this. The bush is big.
it produces a lot of blooms. It's large, prolific.
Eddie
Edwards was the hybridizer. The red and yellow blooms have exhibition form, but you have to do a lot of disbudding. It likes to produce side blooms. It's an excellent rose in my garden. Sweet marlin, I don't grow, so I don't know a whole lot about it. Those that do have given mixed reviews. Some say the bloom has good form. Others say that the form is good but not great. Some have reported that it's a sluggish grower. Baby's Blush. This is a gorgeous pink rose from John Smith. It's impressive. It has excellent exhibition form. The bloom size is large and the bush is vigorous. It will take queens and it will work well in collections. Sunny Sundays. This is another of John Smith's. It's really a beacon in the garden with the yellow and orange blooms. The blooms have excellent high-centered form and great color, great form, good grower. You can expect to see this on the show tables. If it's probably already been there. Silver Cream. This is a John Smith rose, but for us, the bush has struggled to grow. I don't have a good feel for what it can do. There are mixed reviews from growers. Some say the plant is not vigorous. Some have problems with form, while others are pleased with the plant and the bloom. This rose has an excellent reputation as being as good or better than Randy Scott. I haven't seen that so far. Maybe I got a bad bush because it's one of the slowest growers we have ever had. Lilac Surprise is a striped sport of Donna Martin. Has the same attributes except the striping. And I don't know if that's generally available on the market. Zach Nobles. It's an orange-red sport of Let Freedom Ring that was found by Satish Prabhu. Excellent show rose.
How about Frank?
I never stop and smell the roses. I'm too busy taking care of them. I don't have time to stop and smell them. I only recently discovered that Louise Estes has fragrance as many years as I have grown it. Mini Floras, that was my entry in a national show that won. I don't remember which show. Aileen Abel. This was a test rose from Michael Williams that we grew in our garden. It's deep pink with a lighter pink reverse. It's good form, and it should be able to win. Always on my mind. This is a new one for us this year. I haven't seen that many blooms.
Looks like a confused Dr. John.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have one to take a picture of.
Or that, paradise. Wouldn't that be a high low with paradise?
That was, exhibition form. That was what I had in the garden that was
nice
trying to open.
I was talking about the color.
The mauve, this is a mauve mini flora that has form, good substance. I'm told high centers and a nice fragrance. This is going to rule the rose world. This is Bold Ruler from David Clemens. This is a beautiful, it's an exhibition variety that may be one of his best, if not the best. The blooms are large. They have lots of petals. They have superb form. This will be seen as a consistent winner. Bold Ruler has non-fading red, large blooms that hold, slightly larger than some mini floras. I predict that this will become very popular and will win its share of queens. Great form, high centers, and lasting substance. What more could you want? Caboose? I do not have Caboose. Yeah, it's the last rose that Michael Williams hybridized. Some say that the form is awesome, and others say it's a sometimes rose.
It's going to be awesome.
Michael told me, when I asked him about it, he said, it's not an exhibition rose. Family holiday. This was a giveaway rose from the San Diego National. Mixed reviews. I don't grow this. Some say it fades. It looks like it has the potential to fade. Good form. Initially small blooms, but they say that the size does improve.
Sandy, this is an excellent rose.
Is it?
Yes. It looks like this picture. Almost everyone is like this. I think it's superb, actually.
Really?
The color, yes, it's darker in the middle, yellow into the pink. So I think it's very attractive that way. But the form is excellent.
Well, the picture looks like excellent form. Well, I'm glad to get that report because I was getting mixed reviews from reading the Horizon Rose.
Yeah, I really liked it too, but the problem we had was it was winter tender, and we lost both of ours the first winter, and they were protected. So
yeah,
if you do get it and it gets a cold snap, just be aware.
Gift of Love. This is a picture I took in the garden. This is a great, great new mini flora from Fred Wright. The warm yellow-colored blooms have great exhibition form. The bush is a bit stingy with blooms, but it recycles fast. Jolene Adams, I do not grow this. I've never grown it. But reports say that it can be a nice exhibition rose. Julie Hearn. Hi there, Julie. This is new to us this spring, and it has grown slowly on its own roots. It's just beginning to have some attractive blooms. Others report that the pink and white blooms have nicely formed blooms. So I'm anxious for my plant to grow up. Own roots in my sandy soil are slow to grow. That's why I try to get everything onto Fortuniana. And we found someone in Georgia that is grafting some of these onto Fortuniana for us. Bob normally does that every year, but this year he was not able to do it. But look out next year. Little Queen, that's a new one from Fred. The new bush has grown quickly and produces these pretty blooms that have good form. Megan Dawn is from Steve Singer. It is a beautiful rose. It's a little bit large for a mini flora. It's one of the larger ones. Has excellent form. And the ones that we have had, this doesn't really show the color. It's a pretty dark pink color. Michael, this is a really good rose. Its only problem is that it's slow to grow on its own roots. Now, if anybody has it on Fortuniana, I'd like to know how it's doing. But for us, it's slow. We had grown this for years as a test rose. My plant should be bigger than what it is. But the blooms are gorgeous. Velvety red with a white reverse. If the bush will get up and start really producing, this will be a killer on the show table. This is another shot of Michael that Andrew Hearn sent me. MNK01, we've had this test rose in our garden for years. It's a beautiful light orange with darker shades of orange. The form is excellent, as is the case with most of David Clemens' roses. He plans to introduce it sometime soon, so watch out for it. I think it'll make an excellent exhibition rose. Miss Mabel, it was hybridized by J.R. Smith. J.R. is beginning to come out with some interesting roses that he's hybridizing. The color of this is just breathtaking. It's so unusual. The form is excellent. This unique coloration is very pleasing. The blooms have exhibition form, and I need my new small bush to grow up quickly. Or either the person that's grafting it for me. I hope he got it. quite contrary. This is a sport of contrary Mary. It's pink, and it has good form. And this is quite contrary, contrasted to contrary Mary. Contrary Mary has done extremely well in our garden. It's a gangbuster grower. It produces a whole lot. And this is one of the few that I don't need to have on Fortuniana. It's fine on its own roots. Produces a really good big bush. Sierra Foothills, this is really pretty. It's a seedling from Frank Benadeller called Ben Cubs. Unfortunately, all were given away by Greenheart Farms, so it's not currently available. Richard is trying to get his hands on some cuttings. It's said to be large with very good form and high centers. Swing Time, this is another mini flora that Steve Singer sent me. This is very promising. The new plant is producing high-centered, medium pink blooms. It looks to have excellent potential when the plant grows larger. It's a cross between Great Scott and Olivia Rose. Tammy Clemens. David has this as a mini flora. In our garden, it's a mini. I looked at the Tammy Clemens on the show table. It looks like a mini. Understand that if you want to get mini flora size, you have to limit the number of blooms on the bush in order to get mini flora size. It has perfect exhibition form, but just does not have consistent mini flora size. Toots. My bush is brand new from Wisconsin Roses. It is said to produce exceptionally well-formed blooms. It's growing like gangbusters, and it's got buds on it right now, and I'm anxious to see when they open up. Because if they're as pretty as this picture, then we got something really good going on. This was hybridized by somebody in England, Tony Bracegirdle, and Right Touch from Fred. Exhibition blooms of peach, yellow, and light orange. The bush doesn't produce a whole lot at any one time. It grows tall. We made court in Tyler, Texas with a Right Touch. Now we're going to talk about miniatures. Alakazam is a, if you like novelties, this yellow and maroon one might be the right one for you.
I don't like it.
We don't either, but. Brenna Bosch is a light mauve with excellent form. Richard says you need to feed it lightly or the blooms will become too large. Some say that it is too large to be a mini.
Yeah, it is a mini.
It is a mini. But some people say it's too large to be a mini. Chessie's favorite. I couldn't get a good bloom at the time to take the picture. It does have good form. It's an A of E winner that was hybridized by Barbara Zimmerman. It's not readily available. Jim Zimmerman is trying to decide what company to let it have it. The new bushes have produced a few dark red blooms with good form. Covington Ridge, that's Don Myers. Some say the peach-colored blooms have very good form, but opens quickly. Don, do you want to chime in on that?
That's right.
Oh.
It opens quickly. I don't think it'll ever be any great exhibition room. That's a nice picture, though.
Dr. Tommy Carnes, tiny pink blooms on our two bushes that have not grown. Even on Fortuniana, the bushes have not grown that well. We will probably get rid of them soon. Bob wants to cut back on the number of roses we have, so I think this is one that can go. Donna Rail. This is a test rose that we had for David Clemens. We've had it for years. And I finally asked him, David, what are you going to do with, and I forget the numbers, And he said, "Do you still have that? I lost mine. You're the only one on the planet that has that. Would you send me some wood?" So I did. He grew it for a couple of years and decided, yeah, I think I'll go ahead and register this. So he decided to register it as a mini called Donna Rail, for a horse, of course. It has very nice form on the hot pink blooms. And obviously, having had the bush for years, we have a big bush. I think it's going to be a very nice mini that you might want to grow. Dr. Gary Rankin, good rose.
We like it. We like it.
The bush has grown real well. It's made a good bush, prolific. It's a good garden rose, exhibition form. Hello, gorgeous. I like this rose. Beautiful orange and yellow mini with good size and exhibition form. The bushes have grown well and are very productive. This is a keeper for me. Muscoot. This is new from J.R. Smith again. Reports are very favorable from those that have started growing this new rose. The feeling is that it has potential. Tall grower, beautiful yellow with good form. I'm supposed to be getting one shipped to me, hopefully soon. Olivia Rose has good form. The size is very small, even for a mini. But it does have substance, and it has exhibition form. So if you like dark mauve-colored blooms, you'll like Olivia Rose. It's made a good plant, too. Pumpkin Pie, very unusual coloration. You can see why it's named Pumpkin Pie. Pumpkin Orange Mini with good form. My bush has been very slow to establish. Sweet Harriet. This is a Sport of Perrine. It's nowhere near the size of Perrine. It's very, very small. I've had it for a couple of years, and with the blooms much smaller, and the bush has been slow to grow, this is one that I may not keep. Sweet Mally. Oh boy, do we have a story with Sweet Mally. The first bush we had died. The second bush did not thrive. We now have a third bush, and we're beginning to see blooms on it. It's beginning to grow. So maybe we finally have a good bush. It reminds one of bee's knees. It's very close in coloration. So I'm hoping, you know, I go and talk to that bush and I say, "Look here, you need to be growing." I talk to a lot of them and I tell them, you know, "You need to grow or you're going to have to go." Tabasco Cat, I put that in again this year because it was changed from a mini flora to a mini. The orange blooms pretty much come on single stems, and there are some sprays. Originally a mini flora, but changed to a mini, which is a better classification for it. Thought I'd do a section on singles and decorative roses. This is Maroon 8. And the reason the hybridizer named it Maroon 8, I'm told, is because it's maroon in color and it has 8 petals. So that makes sense. It's really pretty. I've been a little disappointed with the size of the blooms, that the petals have been a little small. Hopefully, maybe next year they'll be a little larger. Ours are grafted. Hopefully, next year we'll get bigger bloom size.
It's a second year plant.
Okay. Ours is first year. And it's growing well. It's just that the blooms have been small. Tom Mayhew. This is a mauve with a large white eye. The blooms are often large, I'm told, up to 3 inches across. Sun Glow. I really like this. It's not a new rose. It's an older rose by Whit Wells. It's worth growing for those who like singles. It's a beautiful golden yellow on a vigorous bush. This new bush is producing all kinds of blooms. Bronze Medal. This is an apricot blend single mini flora from Bob Martin. Angel Grace is another one from Bob Martin. It has bright yellow blooms that come in clusters. The blooms start as light yellow and fade to a rich cream color. That's really pretty. Evening Star, it's a light pink mini flora single. Muscoot's Daughter is a sport from Muscoot. Tattooed Daughter is from Bob Martin, and it's a novelty orange rose that has orange stripes. His daughter apparently has a lot of tattoos, so he named the rose Tattooed Daughter. Coconut Shrimp is a mini flora decorative of orange and red blooms with old garden rose form. Brookstown Inn. I'm not familiar with this rose. It's named for Steve Lawson's historic Brookstown Inn. This novelty striped rose will certainly attract attention. And the last one is Rose Marie. It's a novelty striped mini flora. The end.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleve. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.